Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Love. Almighty, I'm free. I'm free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you sent your son to free us and that we're free and we are free indeed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for one more time. Lord, we thank you for the one more time on today. Amen. Come on, everybody. Lift up your hands and open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. I'm so excited about the things of God. I can just shout when I think about Jesus and what he's done for me. When I think about Jesus and how he set me free, I can dance all night. Come on. Move your feet.
Yes, hallelujah, glory to God, y'all. This is a recap of Monday, you all. I mean, I'm here live today, but we're going to be doing a little something different today. I want to give you all the opportunity to shout. Go ahead, Sister Connie, open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening,
everyone. I just want to shout and thank God for my grandson, my oldest grandson, over some issues that he was going through. And I was just waiting, and I thought it was going to be like a long wait, but it wasn't. He answered me right away. And I just want to say thank you. I love you, and I appreciate you for looking out for my grandson.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for all that he has done, all that he is doing. God bless you. God keep you. You all, today we're having a recap on the shout, but I wanted to get in because I don't want y'all to get to the place of thinking the shout is not going to run. We are here. It's just sometimes things come up, and it's just me running the shout. So we're going to have a recap here on the shout today, but I wanted to give you all an opportunity to be able to shout, to pray with you, and just allow the recap to run today. So God bless you. Sister Connie, we love you. Thank God for you here on the shout and your dedication. God bless you. May God continue to keep you and make a way out of no way when there seemed to be no way for you and your entire family. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Cousin Aretha, go ahead and shout. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, thank you,
Jesus.
I thank you for this day, Father. He let me see a beautiful sunshine today. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for watching over me last night. Thank you for taking care of my children, my sister, my brother, my aunties, and auntie. And I want to thank the Lord, and I want you all to pray for me that I may go strong in Christ.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. We know that God has already worked it out. Amen. If you just believe and stay in that place of believing and trusting God forward, amen. It may not look like it right now, but if we just keep on keeping on in faith, we can know, trust and know that God has already worked it out for your good. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Goodness, now entering in on the shout today, you all. We're going to do a little recap, but I want to pray before I allow the music to just play on this shout. We'll be back here strong on tomorrow here on the shout, trusting God to do a new thing. Amen. And we just thank God for new mercy and new grace. We thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. How many need the glory of God upon their life right now? We just thank God for his glory. Amen. We just ask you, Father God, for your glory, your Shekinah glory. Lord, fill this temple of yours with as much Shekinah glory as possible, God. Oh, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for moving mighty and strong in the life of your children, those that believe, well, God. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to get out the way, so, God, that you can have all the way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You all let us pray right now. Father God, we thank you. Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be this day, oh, God? Oh, Lord, we know that someone today, Lord God, took their last breath, Lord God, their heartbeat for the last time. But, Father God, you found it that we were worthy for another day, one more time. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you for the one more time today. Lord, we thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you kept us all day yesterday, through the day, through the night, oh, God, even right now in this hour, oh, God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we thank you for the blood that was shed on the cross, oh, God. We thank you for sending your son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, to die for us, oh, God, that we may be free, oh, God, and we are saved right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Lord, we ask right now in Jesus' name as we come, we repent, and we turn back to you, Father God. Lord, we ask to receive by faith, God, forgiveness for our sins. for all our sins, oh God, known and unknown sins, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for forgiveness for all our iniquities and trespasses and transgressions, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for washing us through and through with the blood of Jesus Christ, so that we may be cleansed, oh God, redeemed, sanctified, made whole, made new, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, many of us are needing a healing right now, oh God. Heal right now, oh God. Let healing speed up slowly, oh God. Let it come right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we're trusting you right now for unquestionable miracles right now, God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you remove every delay that the enemy has put up, oh God, to stop us from receiving our blessing, from receiving our breakthrough. Let it come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we just want to say thank you. You are Jehovah Rapha, oh God. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Sabbath. You are all that we need, oh God. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. All that we need, Father God, is in you, and we just want to say thank you. Have your way right now. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, in this place where your children are. Move mighty and strong, oh God, bringing change, oh God, for the better, that we decree and declare right now that we're walking in our days of better. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we don't have to wait for tomorrow. We don't have to wait till next year. We don't have to wait till tonight. But right now, that we can decree and declare that better days are here right now and to stay. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we understand your word, oh God, because you, Father God, have sent your word, oh God, to save us, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name. Glory to the Lord, Shabbat. Oh God, we bless you and we need you. More of you and less of ourselves, oh God. Give us you, Lord. Everything else can wait, oh God. We surrender all over to you, all that we own, oh God. We lay all at the altar right now, Father God. Every worry, every fear, every doubt, every pain, every ache, every discomfort, every sickness, everything, oh God. We're leaving and we pick up the peace that you give, and we walk in it on today, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch right now, Father. Record on the wash on that right here. Right now, God. Help us, Lord. We need your help, Father God. We ain't got too high and mighty, and we ain't got all the money. No, we need you, Father. And none of that matters, oh God. We've come to our senses today, oh God. You know that you are all that we need, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take our hands out today, Lord God. We give it all over to you, Lord. Lord, help the lost, oh God. Help the weary, oh God. We just want to say thank you. We bless your name, Lord. We love you, Father God. We need you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. God bless everyone here on today on this show. If you're just now tuning in, like I said earlier, we just want to take a time of praise and worship here on the show. Just thanking God. So many have lost their lives to COVID-19 and many other viruses and diseases. And as we were on the line last night at 9 p.m. on our prayer call, one of our ministers on the line said, I'm so concerned. He said, I have been in a place of worry because so many people are losing their lives to COVID. And he had lost many friends or have been diagnosed, people have diagnosed with COVID-19 and people are still suffering. Though you may not be suffering or your loved ones, there's someone that's still going through. So we just thank God right now that we are blessed and God has kept us. So we pray for those right now that are dealing with the COVID-19 and those that are dealing with any sicknesses and diseases in their body. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now. I just want us to get to a place of understanding. There's so much else that's going on around us, but we have to come to a point that we have to learn to pray for one another. We have to get to a place that we're not just praying for what's going on in our house, but we got to pray for our neighbors and our neighbors' neighbors' neighbors. We got to pray for our brothers and sisters around the world. There's so much that is up against us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we should be always praying, amen. Hallelujah. So we want to pray for them today. We want to lift them up. And I want you all to remember each other in your prayers. There's enough that's going on. There's enough hurt. There's enough pain. There's enough separation and disappointment, you all. We need to just pray. God is calling his people to pray. Always be praying. A man should always be praying. We are men. Pray. pray. We take time to do so many other things. We set time aside for so many things in this life. The time that God gives, when we take the time that God gives us to pray to our Father. I thank God for you all tonight. It's 6 o'clock hour. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I see Sister Dillon's on the line, you all. And we've shouted already, but Sister Dillon, if you want to shout, if there's anybody else that want to shout, just speaking, God, because now you realize all that you were dealing with before you got here today. It didn't even matter when you realize what God has already done for you. But we can come out of that place and say, God, I just want to thank you. Because then you enter into a place of faith, bold faith. Hallelujah. There was a lady on the call last night. She said, I want to pray about my situation coming in May. I said, no, we're not going to pray about that. That's already taken care of. So now it's just your faith that's going to get you over. So you got to have that kind of bold faith that you can speak it and know it and just go. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, hiya. God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Sister Dill. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor.
Thank you.
Amen.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. God is Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just got up this morning. What clothes in their right mind and didn't get up? I just want to thank God. Whatever I'm going through, I trust you. And I trust him. I have my faith, believe that he's going to heal me. He's healing me.
Yes, Lord.
He's going to continue healing me all the way through. I just trust God. Thank you. I thank you for my family.
Thank you.
I thank you for my daughter. I just thank you. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Whatever you're doing, Lord, in this season, please don't do it all. Hey. Hallelujah. If I can get up.
Hallelujah.
I would, but I'll be out of breath. I'm going to sit here just a little bit. God knows what I'd like to do. I'm just praising you, Lord, and thankful. I'm so grateful today. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, God. Shout glory. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. It was a little bit different here on the shop today, you all. You know, I'll press the man. He has something he want to say. Amen. Glory to God. And then we'll close out. But I need your glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Giving all praise, honor, and glory unto God. I thank God for each and every one of you that are here on the shout. And I thank God for y'all allowing me to give my testimony. I realized something today. You know, God is always speaking to us, and he's always speaking through us. But we have to realize, you know, that Satan is always putting us in that place to where we're under attack. In that place to where we're under attack, that's in our mind. We're always in that place where we're under attack. You know, we try to attack our mind first, you know, about things that have been said or things that, you know, we might have said or things that we might have heard. And then the attack goes to our heart. See, when those two things happen, you know, when your mind be under attack and your heart becomes under attack, so you can find yourself being in that place to where you can make a lot of mistakes. Not only that you can, not only that you will make a mistake, you will stop trusting God. You'll stop hearing God, and you'll start listening to the very one that had you under attack in the first place, which is Satan. He have you in that place to where you're listening to him, and he's just accusing. He'll have you to be accused, and then at the same time, he'll be accusing you, or you'll become the accuser yourself. So I just wanted to say that, you know, God gave me a scripture on that. He gave me a scripture over here, you know, just to show you that we are the Spirit of God. See, we're in God, so we are the Spirit of God. That means that Christ is in us, and because that Christ is in us, we should talk like him. That means we should say what Christ has already said. We should say what God has already said. So we have the power and authority to silence the accuser, to silence the enemy. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So what that is saying is that, you know, we are human beings. You know, we definitely be in situations to where you just might be in a disagreement, you know, with your wife or with your husband, with your brother, your sister, your mother. But see, where this war is taking place, this is a spiritual war that we fight. We're not fighting against them. We're fighting against a spirit. And that's what we fight against, a spirit, every single time. For it says over in 2 Corinthians 10, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. 5 says, casting down every single imagination that exalts itself and lost itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity through the obedience of Christ Jesus. So the scriptures right here, God is always speaking to us, and he's telling us right here that this spiritual battle that you fight, when you find yourself in that place where you want to give up, when you find yourself in that place to where, oh, you did this, or you said this, or you just might feel like, you know, just, I'm not good enough. See, these are strongholds that's over you and that's on you. But see, we got the word of God. See, when God speaks, everything God say, you can find it in scripture, because that's for you to use when the accuser shows up, when the tempter shows up. Now you know what to do when you find yourself in that place where you don't know what to do. I thank God for every single one that's on the shout. I release blessing. I say to you, bless. I call you blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. And you're highly favored. You're blessed because God have already blessed his son that lives inside of you. And God is able, so that means that you are able too. But don't look in that place ever to think that you're not able to overcome anything that you face. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Amen, amen. We thank God for the word on today. Father God, we bless your holy name. We thank you for your living word, amen, that moves and lives on the inside. If we can just get it on the inside, it will work miracles, amen. There will be hallelujah except on the outside. So we thank God for the word right now. At this time, we're going to have a song, I Need Your Glory. You all will be back here on the shout on tomorrow. Receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me, rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you more.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me
and more of you.
I need you.
worshiper out there that'll join me. Come on, let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him. Oh, oh yeah. So lift your voice and say, I can't live without. Lord, I need you. Yeah, glory. Yeah, yeah. I need you, Leroy. To give right. I need you. I need you. To come.
Yes, Lord. How many need God's glory right now? It's your kind of glory. Amen. God bless everyone. Sister Connie, God bless you. We truly love you. And Cousin Doretha and Cousin Brenda Gale and Pastor Manning that was here on today. And Sister Bibby, everybody else is tuning in today. Amen. And I just pray that all the world we're going through, I decree and declare that we are delivered from it and that we are healed. Understanding you all, before we can receive change, we have to be delivered. Change comes with deliverance. Amen. God bless you all at this time. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you, and I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we come together, that we're saved, delivered, made whole, made new, healed. Amen. To God be the glory. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you back here on tomorrow on the show. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that.